Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gonk and Steel's Trash Compactor is a super fun, super loose bonus show we record for Steel Wars supporters. Here's a clip.
A quick warning, in this clip there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Trash Compactor. I'm whispering because we're inside some sushi restaurant somewhere in LA. So it's going to be kind of, it's going to be an awkward show, I think. What do you think, Steel?
I think you should stop whispering.
Okay, cool.
You haven't welcomed everyone.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Trash Compactor with Gonk and Steel. How's it going? It's so awkward. There's so many people around right now. It's like...
All right. So, we should preface. I'm in LA now.
Yeah.
This is the first Trash Compactor we've recorded face-to-face.
Yeah. This is good. We haven't... you haven't blinked yet. This is good. Just face-to-face, eyes locked in.
We're in a sushi bar on... during happy hour, and we asked to record out the front, like they got these little tables out the front.
No.
And the waitress didn't want to have to go inside and outside, so she banned us.
She wanted nothing of it.
She wants to... No, do you know what she wants? She wants a free hit of the Trash Compactor. She doesn't want to fork up that that little bit of cash.
And the other 40 people in here also want that.
And then, so Tony... started just necking beer so he doesn't, to get rid of his performance anxiety.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. I have to start prepping. Like, actually, no, this is a good little test run, you know, from the last panel I did. So I'm going to have to do this at Comic-Con, so it's pretty good.
Talking to the microphone straight. You've got, he's got like, you know how like gangsters hold their Uzi sideways? Yeah. That's the microphone style.
That's Gonk style.
Remember the first time we ever met?
Yeah,
I kept saying to talk into the microphone. All right, we've got... Gyoza's now, a word I have trouble saying.
Yeah, I remember that. You were yelling at me the entire time. You're like, hold the microphone. Just pointing
and then,
it.
And you were like, yeah, whatever, man. And then a couple weeks later, you're like, yeah, I should have taken your advice about the microphone. You got a bit of feedback.
Yeah, no kidding. Audio is just fucked too on that episode. You hear me in and out the entire time.
You have to understand, everyone. Gonk is so... like paranoid, but he looks so sketchy. His eyes are darting around. He's trying to hide the microphone. It's brutal.
You should take a picture just so we can get an idea. This is actually worth putting up.
Well, it's recording fine. We can hardly hear the people in the background.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I will take a photo now.
Yeah, get an idea of it.
Now, Tony, as the host, you were meant to prepare an order of business.
Yeah, I'm posing for the picture right now. Yeah, and you know, I try to do this every time we do an episode, but since we haven't recorded in like the last, what, like two weeks, has it been? Mm-hmm. You know, stuff kind of don't care anymore, kind of lose interest in it, but you know, I put a nice little list of things I want to talk about tonight, so
that's
I think...
very professional of you, Tony. Well, because I was flying over, it was too hard to record one. Tony... seriously, looks like he's about to faint.
Oh my god, dude! Well, just wait for me to do this at Comic-Con. It's going to be horrible.
So you're confirmed?
Yeah, I'm confirmed
on the Jax panel.
Yeah, I'll be on the panel. I'll be there the whole time.
On Friday,
Thursday. I think it's Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's Thursday. I'm not sure of the day right now. Yeah, from what I told, I'll be on the panel handling stuff. Oh, thank you very much. Trying to think. I think it's Thursday. That's the last thing I got from that.
Should we take a snack break?
No, I could do it at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. Should be fun.
Are you sure? Because Friday's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, I think we caught it for Thursday, though.
Really?
It makes sense, but we're not only talking about Star Wars on at the show. We're going to be doing, like, talking about, like, World of Nintendo, like our other lines and stuff.
Oh, what other stuff are you going to do?
I'm just going to be doing Star Wars. We're going to have, like, our designers and stuff... leads on the line, marketing and stuff. We're going to be talking World of Nintendo. We do that. Some of our like racing cars, like just a bunch of like different
things. What do you mean you're racing cars?
We do a lot of stuff, man. It's not just Star Wars. I just help out on Star Wars. That's the only thing. That's my part.
What Nintendo stuff do you do?
World of Nintendo toys, like the little 3-inch figures. You ever see those?
Yeah,
we do a lot of that. Like, actually, I think we have the master license for that. And then we got World of Warcraft that just came out, so they're going to be talking about that.
Have you seen that movie?
No, not yet.
I've heard it's not good.
You know, I'm not sure. I actually want to see it, but...
But the Chinese love it.
Well, that's good.
It did like $130 million in China. It did more than The Force Awakens did for the entire run in its first weekend.
Dude, that's insane. Yeah. You know, I've never played the game. I've never got into that.
I don't even know what it is. Is it a card game?
No, it's like an online role-play game. It's kind of like it's like a game that doesn't end. You just power up and you just go through villages, survive and fight and I don't know. That's all I know about it.
Tony is shaking. It is so hard.
This is what I do every time I'm on this. You don't see me. This is the first time you see me do this since the last time.
You've done it with me before, and it was fine.
You don't notice. I'm always like drunk when I do this.
Yeah, you're a bit drunker.
Yeah, I'm like completely sober right now, so I'm like, there's people around. Shut up. I'm a pussy. Whatever.
All right. What's on your agenda?
I don't know. I was curious about your thoughts on this whole Rogue One reshoot thing that's going on. I know it's like, I think I saw you talk about it a little bit and how stupid everybody's blowing it up. And you know,
oh my god, if people could just see the way he looks like,
oh my god,
he's you're reeking of pedophile at the moment.
Oh come on, that bad? God.
Although. That microphone's huge for a little boy's penis. So, I've never noticed you've got Danielle's name tattooed on your finger.
I don't wear a wedding ring.
Ah,
I have our favorite punk song on the other side. Then I put her name on this side.
What's your favorite punk song?
It's called "I Will Always Do" by this band called the Mangies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great band. They're up in Italy, so it's a great.
They're up in Italy.
They're over there. That's where they're from. Italian band. That's
some great American geography.
It's a great band.
Yeah. Up.
Yeah. Well, come on, you get the idea. Oh, here's more food.
Oh wow, thank you.
Dang, that looks awesome. Is it fine if I hold it like this? It just feels so much more comfortable than holding it like this.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to listen in an ear so I can tell you if it goes haywire.
It feels so much better to hold a microphone like this.
That's good.
Okay.
Getting a good sound out of that.
That's good. I'm happy. All right. Let's get back at it.
You confirmed for the Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You're losing your shit at this table talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
In a room full of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my plan was to go and ask an awkward question, but I'm beginning to feel bad.
Oh, dude, I'll probably lose my shit when you go up there. I'm probably going to have you like a picture of you in security. Don't let this guy in.
Because what they do at Comic-Con in the middle, they normally have a microphone. They'll have like, you know, two banks of seats and then the microphone in the middle aisle. And people line up behind the microphone.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be leaning over, rubbing my hands together, looking at you. Really sending out a vibe.
Oh, man. Did you... I'm trying to think. There is a picture from the last panel I did at WonderCon. And if you look at the picture, like, there's just figures. There were figures blocking me pretty much the entire time. I don't know if you caught that. Let me see if I could pull it up for you really quick. I was like...
We don't need to bring up photos on the podcast.
Well, I was just going to show you really quick. It's fucking hilarious. It's funny. Like... And that's where the microphone was, buddy. I was hiding behind those guys. Those are 20-inch action figures right there.
I like the Bosque.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. So, like, yeah. Oh, man, I'm horrible. I'm horrible at, like, being in front of crowds, speaking and stuff like that. It's funny. Like, I have to do it. Like, I've had to give him PowerPoint presentations. I've had to, like, I played music in front of people. I'm fine, like, playing guitar and, like, singing for some whatever reason. But, yeah, when it's... Talking, being
maybe
questions.
Maybe you can reply to all my questions while strumming a guitar.
Yeah, maybe I'll bring my ukulele or something. It'll be kind of funny.
Is it going to be a treat for people to ask questions? I like it at the panels when you get a treat for asking a question. Although when I asked a question at the Marvel one, I got squat.
You know,
I just got disparaging looks from the
comic creators. Oh, wait.
Oh, we dropped it. You good?
All right, go into your things. Your talking points, Gong. All right. What are your talking points, Gong?
I got some talking points. You want me to go through the list or do you just want to go through each one?
One at a time. You're going to have to hold the microphone closer.
All right, how's that? Is that better?
Host the shit out of this show, buddy. Come on.
All right, Steel. So I have some talking points. And, you know, I was going to just, you know, mention each single one individually. But right now, we'll just get right to it.
Why would we list them all at once?
I don't fucking know. You said talking points. I'm fucking... Work with me, man.
Let's go one talking point at a time.
All right. What were we talking about last? We're talking about Comic-Con, all that fun stuff that's going to happen. So... Skip right ahead.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
I like a little bit of Star Trek.
You know, they're doing the big Star Trek premiere. They're biting. J.J. Abrams is reusing his idea concert.
Really?
Yeah, I think what they're going to do, they've got an orchestra, and they're going to play the music. The orchestra is going to play the music to the movie.
That sounds so boring.
No, while the movie plays.
While the movie plays?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. So there's going to be...
I think, or maybe they're going to play music, then they're going to premiere the movie. But they're going to premiere the movie and have music on that same stage where you didn't turn up.
That's kind of cool. I didn't know about that. But, you know, I'm not that big of a fan that I would care so much about that. Like, I don't mind it. Like, I think it's kind of cool, but, like, I've never been, like, obsessed with it.
Yeah. I would go, but if I don't go...
Yeah. There's no loss.
Like if you said, let's go to a bar and drink and record a drunk podcast, I go, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, that'd be a lot more fun.
Eat shit, Spock.
Oh, my fuck. Yeah, there's nothing for me. Like, I don't mind Star Trek. There's no reason for me to actually, like, go see a movie in the theater. I don't care enough when they're released. I could wait. You know what I mean? Like, same thing with the TV show. Like, I've watched some, and, like, some of them are kind of cool, but it's a hit or miss. Like, I really don't care at all.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll go see it at the movies or not. I've definitely seen every movie.
Yeah.
Of all time, even the whale movie.
Oh, I remember that one.
Which
was
so lame. Any futuristic movie where they come to Earth sucks. The worst offender, and this upset.
How does a movie like that get greenlit? Like, that's just crazy to me.
It saves money.
Yeah, but, like, did they really need to save that much money? Like, Star Trek back then? Like, a hit show for all those years. They were already successful with other movies. Like,
it was dying off. That might have been.
Yeah, it was dying off. I mean, don't you want to go big? To kind of like, no, we're going to go hang out with some dolphins.
Small.
And
you go small. No, because look at the like the Planet of the Apes films. They just got smaller and smaller. Like, they got
That's very true.
They got into littler caves and littler caves. And, you know, with Star Wars, they wrote that Splinter of the Mind's Eye book, yeah, Alan Dean
Foster. And then they did the Ewoks movies.
No. But the book was like a potential low-budget film.
That's right.
If they couldn't, if it didn't take off. But, the worst offender, and we're getting off the Star Wars track, but the worst offender of amazing franchise, but then they settle on Earth, He-Man. He-Man came to Earth.
I don't know much about He-Man. I never...
Really?
Yeah, I've never really gotten into
that. Well, He-Man lived on this awesome planet of Eternia and had amazing adventures.
Yeah.
And then in the movie, he comes to Earth and it's like, nah, dog, I've been to Earth. Show us Eternia. Get on Battle Cat and run around that shit. So anyway, yeah. I've seen, especially during the 90s, during the Star Wars dark times, I definitely went to the video shop and... You know, went through and watched every Next Generation.
Yeah.
And there was some good stuff.
Yeah, there's quality to it. It's not something that, like, I'd want to go revisit anytime soon.
But your first talking point was the Rogue One reshoots.
Yeah, the Rogue One reshoots. And, you know, like, I agree with you from what, like, you were posting, L. Everybody's just, like, bitching and moaning about all these reshoots, even though they were planned. But, I mean, what is actually confirmed? Like,
okay, well, they weren't planned to this degree.
Is it really, like, 40%? Is that what they're saying? Or is that just some asshole who's just, you know...
just kind of, you know, pushing it out there just to get more, you know, controversy.
Are you calling Jason Ward an asshole?
No. Not at all. Did he talk? I don't even know if he talked about this or not. Is he the one who...
Oh, he's one of them, but he's not an asshole. But,
well, he might be, no.
He's not.
Hi, Jason. No, I'm buddies with Jason. I hung out with him at Disney not too long ago.
Pros
now. No,
The, who knows how much?
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of hearsay.
Well, I mean, shit, if he says it, I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, but it's a matter of, like... Jason reported, this is the actual thing he reported, was that crew
mm-hmm.
thought they were reshooting 40%.
Ooh, okay.
So crew can get things wrong.
Yeah, of course.
But there is a major reshoots and like,
I mean,
what that means, but then people then put it out of context and say they're changing the whole, like, tone of the movie. They might be adding some levity, a bit of Star Wars banter, because, you know, what's Star Wars without, you know, a witty remark?
Yeah.
When times are tough.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have enough of that. Where's the, I got a bad feeling about this, you know?
Oh, yeah. The, a very ironic thing to say when we're talking about this story. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The people obviously go a bit too far with the doomsday prediction and all that.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. I've been very skeptical on it. And, like, hearing 40%, I'm like, wow, 40? You couldn't just round it to 50? Like, it's 40%? Like,
round it up.
It's like, come on. Like, it's 40% of the movie that needs to be reshoot. I'm like, oh, God. I get, like, you know, like, even to the end of, like, Force Awakens, they were still doing reshoots, like, what, like, weeks prior, I heard. So, it's kind of interesting that they're saying 40% of this film so far on. But, I mean... I don't know how much of that's true, and people are freaking out saying, oh, this movie's going to be terrible already, and dude, just based off that trailer, like, I could just watch that trailer over and over again, and I'm, like, sold on it.
It's a pretty sick trailer, but it could be, like, maybe 40% of the scenes need extra bits.
Hopefully it's, like, additional badass stuff. Hopefully they have it all badass, and they just need to add 40% more badass stuff.
So you think Bob Iger watched it and went,
we need more badass.
This ass is not bad enough.
It's quite possible.
Let's ass it up.
It's quite possible.
Let's get some negative ass in there.
It's got a negative ass.
If you'd like to hear the full hour plus episode, as well as over 90 bonus episodes for supporters, hit steelwars.com, click on the supporter link. It will take you to Bandcamp. It takes about a minute to sign up. It is a very secure platform, and then you have access to over 90 bonus episodes where you have Q&As with the listeners. We have the Gonk and Steel show. We've got comedy audio commentaries for the movies, and you get access to the entire back catalog of Steel Wars episodes and interviews. As thanks to you for chipping in $3 Australian, which is about $2.20 American, to keep the podcast going. Plus, you get 15% off Steel Wars t-shirts and merch, and that warm, warm feeling that you're supporting the content you enjoy each week. With Star Wars Celebration London and San Diego Comic-Con all going down in July, you are going to be treated to a plethora of shows, daily blog pods. So now more than ever, we really do need your support. So if you can kick in, that would be awesome. If not, keep supporting the podcast by retweeting episode announcements and writing those sweet 5-star reviews. And hey, may that force be with you. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.